This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and welcome into the show here. It is it's a back-to-work Monday for the Rangers as they take 2 of 3 from the Pirates, and we do have CY coming up at 4:20. Looking forward to CY. Sands is going to join us at 4 o'clock just to get updated on all your news and notes that will go deep there with the president of baseball operations for your baseball team coming up at 4:20. But I needed that. General at your service. There's Broda celebrating in his LSU purple and gold. And he's very proud of that baseball team again. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, well deserved.
You proud?
I am proud.
As you should be.
I'm proud.
Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control. Fixing to go 3 hours flawless. Speaking of going flawless, salute to Chief filling in with KNC Masterpiece today. Did a nice job filling in for Majors. That was a nice listen. Wolchuk's in the house, of course. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. So, yeah, you know, congrats to the Thunder on being champs. Well-earned. You know, best team is champion. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Maybe they felt even a little down last night as they were celebrating with the injury to Halliburton and maybe the inevitability of it. Maybe it was a disappointment to go 7. But, you know, I guess some people might call them corny. I think it's just a hell of a team and a group of guys that anybody would love to play with. You know, maybe their defensive tactics were heavy-handed. Maybe they're the basketball's version of the Legion of Boom with the Seahawks. You know, you can't call pass interference every time downfield. But really, I want to say salute to Halliburton. You know, devastating injury, game 7. Salute to him for trying to do whatever it took.
Yeah.
And he's going to pay the ultimate price in sports and probably sacrifice an entire season next year to give it a shot.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, he really went for it, low in like in a sprinter stance, and it was just like, oh boy, you knew it immediately. He had suffered the Kevin Durant fate.
Yep.
I can't turn down this opportunity to play in this moment.
No, and I don't blame him. I mean, it's so tough. I know Kendrick Perkins was saying, hey, at that time he told Kevin Durant not to play. And he would have told the same thing to Halliburton. I don't know how in a game 7, and he played in game 6, and he played well, and he looked good, and he made it out of that one. You're not going to play in game 7. So it's absolutely heart-wrenching. I'm gutted for him. It sucks for Indiana. I was pulling for them. They had such a great ride to get there, and also a tremendous team. But, yeah, I mean, shout-out to OKC. They deserve it. And Sam Presti, this has been a long time in the making. I mean, for him to be able to build a finals team, then totally rebuild it, and this time be able to win the championship, he might be very well the best general manager going in the NBA. He's got a case possibly in all of sports if he can turn this thing into multiple championships, and they still have a lot of future assets to build upon. So this thing, I mean, if they do get into, hey, pick and choose who do they want to play, they've still got a lot of ammunition to be able to draft and develop and keep this thing humming for a long time. So Chet Holmgren's a guy that I've thrown a lot of shade on. I'm not a Chet Holmgren fan. There's just something about him. But he was freaking badass last night. Defensively, he was brilliant. And SGA, man, I mean, certainly one of the best runs that we've seen in recent memory.
Yeah.
You know, see what good defense will do, too, with guys like Caruso. And you need to go out and you identify those guys that can play that slap the floor kind of defense there.
Yeah, and Hartenstein, you know, to get him along with Caruso. But those are the kind of players you won't be able to add if you sign Holmgren and Williams to extensions next summer. But I think they're heavy favorites to win the next championship. And then after that, yeah, it's going to be really interesting. But because of the core that they've drafted already, they have a chance to be a part of the championship picture here for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, you don't screw it up and trade their best player.
Yeah, what we were talking about in the crosstalk was that with Presti and
SGA for AD,
his ability to be able to look into the future and, you know, that think tank that they have there, I think that's a fascinating thing. I was like, okay, man, that's a little bit different than normal. You know, we kind of look at, we always hear the Cowboys talk about spreadsheets and things like that, but, you know, trying to project contracts into 2-3 years from now. But man, they've got it clearly where they're understanding it at Oklahoma City, where the trends are, when they need to move, when they need to go and get players, what type of players. That's a team that's very good at their front office being able to get what the coaches need, and then the coaches taking that and just and making it outstanding. So well-run organization that way.
When this new CBA started rolling in 7 or 8 years ago, they got with that plan before anybody and recognized, hey, it's not going to be about having three superstars anymore. So, boom, you can have Paul George. We'll take Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and three other first-round
draft
picks.
They're identifying players,
thank you very much. Yeah. And, you know, it's less about trying to money whip the league into a dynasty like the Warriors did, and more about who can outthink, who can, you know, it's like almost tanking strategy, but the next level of tanking strategy, because we need as many good young players as possible. Yeah. And we're not going to be able to keep filling our coffers with new players unless we set this thing up into the future like they so brilliantly did.
Yeah, I remember this, Mike Lombardi and I were talking about this one time, and this is something came from Bill Walsh when he worked for Bill Walsh. He says, Mike, we're only competing against six teams. Everybody else does not get it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you take advantage of everybody else that's not getting it.
Yeah.
You know, you find a way to make deals, go and get their best players, offer them things that they feel like at that time will be the right thing for their organization. But Coach Walsh is right. There's six teams that get it, and everybody else is kind of just trying to figure it out. And
I mean, that was the definition of the great train robbery.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, those are the things that you have to be able to do when you're one of these smart general managers, and be able to identify the teams that you can take advantage of.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, we'll see if an example of, did Rob Pelinka take advantage of Nico?
Yeah.
You know, did he take advantage of him on that deal? Because he is not a seasoned general manager.
The interesting thing with OKC is they don't have the big city, the big population, the corporate sponsors in their area. Well, they'll be able to go deep into luxury tax territory like a Boston or Golden State. So, you know, without having that kind of financial resources, the only other way to go all in is to trade players for draft picks.
Yeah.
And they saw that strategy before anybody else did.
Yeah, they do not have, you know, we've talked about this, the ability for ownership to go and have outside business to fund. Like if you're a Walmart member or you're a hedge fund guy, you know, you have billions of dollars this way. Oklahoma City, not that kind of a ownership group. So what you're looking at right now is like, we've got to draft our ass off, you know, coach these guys up and then make it run as far as we can with that kind of play.
And they're sitting there with three ones next year. They got two ones in 2027. Like, they've still got tremendous value and all these assets for the future to just go ahead and retool and reload to try and keep building with this strategy. Draft young guys, keep them for cheap. We've got SGA. Maybe you pick between one of Holmgren and Williams, the other one. Maybe you trade one of them, right? So it is amazing. And another wrinkle was the story that came out about Sam Presti talking with Brian Windhorst before he got to ESPN, trying to hire him because he wanted an insider to basically be able to feed them inside knowledge of what was going on around the league, which is something I had never heard of for a team to be looking into.
See, that's next level, and that's the kind of tireless looking for advantages that maybe other teams aren't looking for that I definitely think separates the greats. And it's hard sometimes for a sports organization, to Brian's point, a lot of these guys are busy enjoying the lifestyle and don't know the pressure they need to put on a front office or finding the right front office guy to give them the advantage like Presti gives OKC right now.
He does. He's built a really good organization around him of probably not guys and gals that don't always agree with him either. He probably fights that a lot. You know, he's hired friends and stuff. He's got people that are say, listen, if you don't do this, I'm just telling you, you're probably not going to, it's not going to work out for you. I'm sure he's got a lot of people that aren't yes men in their organization.
Do you guys think Nico gets any love out of this deal? Like Luka with the three strained calves over the course of 18 months, you know, the KD, Halliburton, like, is that what they were worried about, was a strained calf? And they're like, we're about to do a deal with this guy, and then he's going to be hurt for that year and all the next year.
That's interesting. They could have had some, because now I am worried. Like the second you strain a calf, it's just, we've seen it with too many stars now to where it's like, it seems as though that's inevitable. That Achilles is going to pop. So maybe that was in the back of his mind. I mean, it was health, weight. We heard all the stuff as they kicked dirt on Luka on the way out of here. But to me, as we're talking about who are the organizations that you're competing with, it does not seem the way that the Mavericks organizations run right now that they are. They've got a lot of issues.
Yeah. Would you like to expand on that?
Well, now you're losing coaches, right? Sean Sweeney's gone. He's left. He's going to the Spurs. That's a huge loss. Jared Dudley might be going to Memphis. You've got Shamgod might be going and leaving as well. And it all really comes down to, it seems like, a power struggle between Jason Kidd and Nico. And now there's a theme here, right? Nico wanted to get rid of everybody that was a guy that backed Luka because he didn't want people to tell him what he didn't want to hear.
Everybody's leaving that can. Yeah. Is what this is.
And Nico's the lone man standing. So it's like, dude, if you really are the smartest man in the room, I guess we'll find out. We'll see how this plays. But if you're the Neumont family, who really hasn't known any better and also seems like they walk around like they don't know what the hell's going on, you've got to fire this guy. You've got to move on.
And I would love to believe that, hey, Nico is bringing this team into the present because Mark Cuban ran it like such a mom and pop operation. There was obviously a lot of dysfunction there, which is why St. Marshall had to come in. You know, but we've seen so much with Nico now that it's hard to believe, especially the training staff move, right? Like getting rid of Casey Smith and bringing in what you did, that should decimate his credibility with Patrick Dumont. Like, no, we're not getting rid of people. No, we're not going your way. You've ruined it. You ruined the brand. You ruined the connection with the fan base, and you chased off the best trainer. He should have zero credibility in front of Patrick Dumont right now.
Yeah. I think they're in a situation too, where, you know, there's, clearly, these coaches are leaving for other opportunities. The dysfunction is evident. I think a lot of these coaches were probably confused about what Jason Kidd was going to do. You know, he was making it seem like that he was very interested in the Knicks job. You know, he was trying to talk himself into believing that if, you know, hey, if I take this job, imagine winning a championship in New York and how great that would be and all that, you know, with that organization and what you could do. And so, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. I was kind of getting the vibe, too, that, you know, with the power struggles, if Nico were to be moved on, Dumont was looking, like, we think we talked about this with Bob Myers.
Yeah.
Bob Myers is a consultant. Not as a general manager.
Okay.
But, like, hire this guy. Bob Myers was not going to take the job, but Bob Myers was going to recommend somebody. So, yeah, if it was Bob Myers, I would be like, okay, well, yeah, I like what we're doing here. But it sounded like to me that it was Bob Myers recommending somebody to Patrick Dumont, if in fact that Nico was shown the door.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a great development if we could hear about that. But, you know, so far it appears that while
I think Nico's worried about Jason getting more years and an extension and more money,
which is a massive problem because it's a power of egos, which is because there was so much that Nico did right outside of the Luka trade. And this team still is very talented, but something just keeps coming back to the ego and the narcissism here with Nico. And that sounds like a cancer that you need to remove from your organization.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, what we've seen here would be enough, I think, to get anybody fired. But what you're dealing with is the struggles of a new ownership group, you know, that is trying to get to the lay of the land and, you know, still believes, as of a few months ago, that Shaq is one of the hardest working players in the history of the league. You know, so that's kind of what we're dealing with. Rangers back at it tonight. Visit the Orioles with the pregame at 5:00. CY is coming up at 4:20. As I predicted Friday, Rangers took 2 of 3 from the Pirates. Scored 12 runs over the weekend. You'll take that. I guess you could bring up Leiter, although I wouldn't. You know, 4 innings, 88 pitches, 7 base runners, 3 runs given up for Leiter. His ERA now at 4.5. So, you know, I think we'll get some real good updates on Evaldi coming up with CY. Mm-hmm. As this pitching staff, you know, starts to head towards health, I think we can look forward to that. And I guess we can look forward to the next U.S. soccer match here with Mauricio Pochettino and the guys getting a win last night against Haiti 2-1 in the CONCACAF Gold Cup out there in Arlington. particularly Malik Tillman, who scored in the first half. Poach saying it's difficult to define him because what a player. What a player that is showing this, all the talent capacity. He says he can appear like a number 10 in training between the lines, or a number 6 or a number 8. And you know, he's talking about the players that decided that they weren't going to play for CONCACAF Gold Cup for the U.S. this summer because they wanted to rest because they'd had a long year and they just wanted to prioritize the World Cup. Yeah. So now he's putting a spotlight on a 23-year-old Tillman who you know, might take this opportunity to Wally Pip somebody, you know, if that's how you want to do it. Alrighty, it is the G-Bag Nation. Next game is the quarterfinal Sunday against Costa Rica, by the way. I believe that's in Charlotte at U.S. Bank Stadium. All right, we'll come back with the G-Bag of the Day champion, and then Woolchuck's top 10. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Well, we had a big Kevin Durant trade, and I stumbled upon a list, the top 10 pure scorers in NBA history. This one's going to be highly debated. That's next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here we go, Nation. The segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win the Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with the champ.
Yeah. Here we go on a Monday, getting back at it, baby. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30 and replay the champ at 2:30. This is what you hear right here. Mm-hmm. Well, not 2:30, 2:20-ish. Excuse me. Shoot, man.
Ish.
That's weed. That's not even really ish. That's a whole 10 minutes later. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All right, yeah. You see anything, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Our winner right here is a church combo pack. Exactly what you need right here, you heathens. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie D. Haynes. Brought us, you know what that Freddie D. means.
Frederick Douglass Haynes.
Oh!
He got it.
Man was made for a time like this.
Made to stand up in front of people.
Hey, yes sir. Why are they trolling a prayer request at the church like this?
I'm praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Brother Harry Dick Jones. And,
that reminds me of my buddy's mom, Carolee. She'd be driving the old Ford Econoline 150 with like nine of us in the back. And she'd be talking about random drivers as every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah.
You know? Remember that? Remember that for the old school?
That's old school.
I got every Tom, Dick, and Harry trying to merge in here.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is just like everybody and their mama.
Yep.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, I get it. Brother Harry Dick Jones sounds like a investigator for some 1970s exploitation film or something.
Shaft.
Brother Harry Dick Jones. He knows karate and everything. Yeah.
Is there anything I need to investigate, man?
Yeah. We got this one right here. Reverend got carried away. Pause.
Come on, do me a favor.
Hold on. I didn't realize he said, good, then said this. Wow.
Good. Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, have you tasted him this week?
What?
Come on. That was the wrong neighbor.
That was the wrong neighbor.
That was the wrong neighbor. Look to the other side.
Good. Have you tasted him this week?
Yes.
His microphone privileges have been taken away, I'm pretty sure.
We're doing bits. Ladies?
Yeah. Reverend, can we see what you're saying this week, please?
Yeah. Thank you, Lucius. Tune in every day there at 5:30 for the G-Bag of the Day Championship, where the champion faces challengers. And every day here, you know, 225, give or take five, somewhere in there, you get to hear the champion every day. Here's Wolchuk with his top 10.
All right, we'll get into the top 10 most pure scorers in NBA history, 877-881-1053. Who do you think's the most pure scorer to ever play in the association? Big congratulations, though, as we've already mentioned, to Brian Broaddus's LSU Tigers. And this, did lead is Brian's, he's playing, he's fighting sick today. He is, and we love him for it. He's fighting through this. He's powering through. But we got a great version of Clapback Bros.
Is that good ideas to fight through being sick at work?
It's really
still?
Not. It's really not.
It's probably not.
Okay. It's not.
Okay.
It's not, and I feel bad because I'm always telling people to go home when they get sick.
Go
home,
you sound like you've had a run through it, brother, this weekend.
I feel like
about
fine.
About a 50 box of cigars.
You do sound bad.
Do I sound bad?
You sound rough. Like you're not feeling well.
Yeah. I'm okay. I feel fine. Just carry on. Please.
I think he needs about four fingers of Glenlivet. You know,
I got this gummy thing.
Gargle with it.
That might help. Yeah, I've got this purple gummy thing in my pocket that's supposed to be good.
Okay,
it's supposed to help me. So I'm going to try.
Oh, you're just saving it?
I'm saving it for. I'm saving it to make me feel better here in about an hour.
Okay, we're just trying to make it a little bit deeper into the show.
Yeah, I figured we only got 3 hours today.
Okay,
if we had a full show, man, I would call in and said no.
But just because it's a threesome, you're like you're.
Yeah, I felt like you guys are playing a little short-handed today.
I appreciate you.
I'm the watcher like Diddy. By the way, he said a threesome. I'm the watcher like Diddy. Oil you boys up before you broadcast.
More.
You always pick up what I
say. Oh, man. So Brian had his clapback on the social medias. We had Chris Xmas Rodri reply and say, wow, what a shocker. A school whose baseball budget is five times the entire athletic budget of Coastal Carolina barely won. Hey, congrats. Brian, clapback brought us, quote, tweets, life got you a little down. The news overseas is a little unsettling, I have to admit. Tremendous, Brian.
I don't know, man. The guy's a USC baseball fan. Like, if USC would have made it in one, you know, I would have been like, hey, congratulate. USC's baseball budget's probably just as much as LSU's
Coastal
baseball.
Coastal Carolina probably beat a lot of teams.
Yeah.
They had a really big budget.
Yeah, that's what they do. But, yeah, I clap back a little bit.
I liked it.
I do that a little bit too much, though.
No, it's, I should probably be looking at these tweets a little bit more because you've got some others here that are pretty damn outstanding. So you keep up the great work over
well,
there.
Well, I appreciate that. But I sometimes people piss me off, you know, when it's like, listen, just say congrats and move on. Don't make it like, hey, your team won because you had more of a budget. No, their pitching was just as good as our pitching. Their hitting was not as good as our hitting. I mean, they left a ton of runners on base. I mean, they just did not get it done. So, I mean, just say congrats and move on. Don't make it about money or anything like that.
Yeah, don't make it about the money. Don't make excuses.
Nah, don't make
take your L and move on. Yeah. Shout out to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. He's joined Magic as the only point guards ever to win regular season MVP and finals MVP in the same season as he's building quite the resume. And then how about this? This is just bizarre. Pascal Siakam He was in games where Kevin Durant tore his Achilles, Dame tore his Achilles, Klay Thompson tore his Achilles, and now Halliburton tearing his last night. Like, that's just bizarre.
Dawson, I didn't know what are the odds? Kobe Bryant tore his, what, in 2013?
Yeah.
I think, there was like five of them, and I was kind of worried about, is there something that I'm missing with basketball players because of the length of how their size, you know, is there something with the Achilles and the number of games that they play? Is this a trend? You know, is it because there's and it's been happening like at the end of seasons.
I think it's kind of a baseball player thing where they've gotten so good at throwing it hard that the Tommy Johns are happening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting so good at exploding and changing direction. The shoes are better. Yeah. You know, it's just
sticky to the floor.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. You know, and that's the toughest one to watch, other than the compound fracture.
No doubt. I mean, it's just awful to just see the extension, and then boom, it just pops. KD did finally get traded. Same day as Game 7 of the Finals. I mean, this was a little bit weird. The NFL, this would be a massive no-no. Maybe the NBA just doesn't give a damn. But the Rockets are acquiring the 15-time All-Star, 4-time Olympic gold medalist. They give up Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green. Jalen Green, a good, young, promising player. 6 future picks. The number 10 pick on Wednesday night, and then 5 seconds. So pretty good return here for Phoenix, who ultimately just got no from a lot of teams. And I think they wanted Jabari Smith Jr. from Houston. They ended up settling for Jalen Green, who averaged over 20 points a game this year. Just really disappeared against Golden State in the playoffs. But hey, KD going to Houston, they needed offense, they get him. But it made me kind of just look through, hey, what's a fun NBA list I could do today? And I found the top 10 most pure scorers in NBA history. And it's not just, okay, who are the top 10 all-time scorers? Because that can kind of be a compiling stat. So now,
Oscar Robertson's not on this list?
That could be a compiler over time. No, Oscar Robertson wouldn't be on here.
Yeah. I don't think LeBron should be on this list. Okay. Certified bucket getters. He was a great scorer, for sure, for his era, but top 10 ever. If I have an ISO play into the game, I got to get a hoop. I'm not picking LeBron.
All right.
I'm deep into my selections.
Well, we'll see if LeBron ended up making this top 10. We already got a vote.
I think he is probably going to make this list.
Agent Zero, Gilbert Arenas from the 817, would be their most pure scorer of all time. I mean, shoot or shoot. Carmelo got some love.
Curry's
got
to be on this list, right?
Yeah, Curry will be on here. James Harden got some love on the Twitters. Kobe, MJ.
Dawson, Lucius, give me this one. Allen Iverson?
Oh, yeah.
On this list?
AI.
Absolutely.
Should he be on this list?
100%, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, maybe his field goal percentage wasn't the best because he had to be a high-volume shooter. He played on such offensively inept teams.
I think he was
teams.
A 3- or 4-time scorer. Yeah,
scored a lot.
Scored a lot, yeah. Led the league.
But it's not like if you look at KD or Jordan, they're over 50% field goal shooters, and that's what puts them in this category of, hey, you're a perimeter guy, and you still make 50% of your shots. That's incredible. You know, and it's rare that you find that.
Yeah, we got love for Pistol Pete. ISO Joe Johnson from the 469 just got texted in.
Wow.
We also got a vote for Reggie Miller and Larry Bird from the 214. Some feedback about, you know, hey, two-person radio used to be the norm. That's from our guy Zach in Frisco.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we've grown. We've grown.
You know, to me, it gets no better than Jordan. It gets no better than Kobe.
Sure.
How retro do you go with this? You know, because at a time, like, doesn't Wilt Chamberlain still have the record for most points per game throughout a season?
Yeah, Wilt's going to be here in the top 10. So at number 10, we've got Tracy McGrady.
Nice.
My old guy thing I would throw is George Gervin out there from the Spurs. Not on that list.
See, I couldn't tell you who the hell George Gervin was.
George Gervin? Spurs Iceman?
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
Him and David Thompson from that era.
Yeah. Just crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pre-Jordan along with Dr. J like the guy.
Okay. Steph comes in at number 9 on this list.
And yeah, I see that.
Because he's one of the greatest three-point shooters ever.
Yeah.
But in terms of, hey, what else do you have in your repertoire? Size limitations, that's another reason why he got docked to number 9 on the list. 8 is where we've got Wilt Chamberlain.
Nice.
He comes in at number 8. And, I mean, he just seemed like an absolute cheat code for that time. I mean, only 2 players ever averaged over 30 points per game for their career. It was him and it was Michael Jordan. So he was a guy that just was a walking bucket, literally.
The awareness, the long arms, the skill at that size, he would be unguardable in today's game, too.
Yeah, he's hard.
Did you have anyone you wanted to throw out there, Lucius?
Dame Lillard.
Ooh. Dame time.
Ooh. Yeah, dude, he was amazing to watch, bro.
Yeah. in his prime.
The height of his powers against the Clippers and the Thunder in those playoff series. Yeah. You know, where he's getting mobbed and he looks up at the camera and hits the watch. It's just crazy.
Yeah. God, that shot is one of the all-timers. Who did you?
Dominic throw? Wilkins?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely a guy that would be in the conversation. He did not make this top 10. Right. Wow. Number 7 is going to be a problem here for the general.
I think Dominic did something crazy where he averaged 30 and then he was out of the NBA. Like, he got mellowed before Melo for some mysterious reason.
So yeah,
maybe, still the height of his powers.
Maybe there's something going on there. Danny Granger's getting texted in. Elgin Baylor.
What were you going to say? I'm not going to like.
Number 7 on the list is LeBron.
Oh yeah, I mean these lists can be wrong.
7, yeah. Truly one of a kind. He's more known for being an all-around player than a pure scorer, but he's the NBA's all-time scoring leader for a reason. If you can think of a way a player could score, LeBron could do it.
But the reason his finals record is so poor is because, hey, I'm LeBron, it's time to take over in the final 5 minutes, and he wasn't there enough.
Is that the clutch factor here? The closing ability? Remember that
he's always passing out of situations. When he did make a lot of threes in a fourth quarter, it was an event. Like, wow, LeBron was on fire in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen.
Dirk got texted in from the 214, Walt Frazier, Jerry West. Number 6 is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
Dirk's 1-foot turnaround jumper, one of the most unstoppable moves of all time. But what's the most unstoppable? Skyhook from Kareem.
Yeah, if you play anybody that's ever played basketball in the 70s, they're going to hit you with a skyhook at some point.
Yeah.
I play one-on-one with all my uncles, and they have a skyhook in their game.
Oh, yeah. I have a skyhook in my game.
Yeah. You can't block it.
Yeah.
It's a foul.
It's crazy. Unstoppable.
That's all I had playing against an older brother, you know? And as I'm coming up starting to learn basketball, Jabbar still, you know, in his early 30s, crushing.
Got 817 said Hakeem Olajuwon, and Hakeem is not in the top 10 here.
Wow, that's criminal.
Number 5 is Dirk. Dirk coming in at 5, revolutionizing the power forward position with his fantastic scoring and shooting ability. His unorthodox high release made blocking his shot impossible, and the 1-foot turnaround jumper, also one of the most unguardable shots in NBA history. Dirk would have even been better in this era with the spacing. And really, he kept usher in this era that we're seeing now with all these bigs that can handle the way they can and be able to shoot the three. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, him and Pau Gasol and Rasheed Wallace, I guess Big Smooth kind of started to bring that in as well, the bigs that could shoot. But Dirk took it to another level because he could put on the floor and pass so well.
Number 4 is Melo. Carmelo Anthony is one of the most prolific ISO scorers of all time, was a fantastic pull-up player that could use his strength to get in the lane or hit the step back. There wasn't a spot on the floor that Melo could not score from.
Yeah, he was an absolute freight train in transition, too. Like, just crazy, crazy good there for, I'd say, 6 or 7 years, probably.
Number 3, Kobe.
Kyrie!
Oh. Yep.
Have we ever heard Kyrie's name? No disrespect to Kobe. Yeah, we haven't heard Kyrie's. Come on, man.
Kyrie not on here.
Okay.
Nope.
I mean, what he did James in the finals, Harden. His prime.
And James Harden wasn't on here either. And James and him and Russ for a while, I mean, those dudes, the ability to score. I mean, you talk about the original free throw merchant. Like, Harden always will come to mind to me, his ability to just kind of draw contact. And they changed the rules because of some of the crap he was doing.
He was hooking. He was hooking as he went by.
He was hooking.
He had it, but he couldn't do it in the playoffs.
No, he couldn't. I mean, in Russ, to an extent, neither. But Kobe coming in at number 3, I mean, in so many ways, cross between what we're going to get to 1 and 2 on this list, but earlier in his career, relying on the athleticism and then the mid-range, one of the best. I mean, 3-point range got really, really good. He was a guy that could just fill up the stat sheet. Number 2 is the Slim Reaper himself, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that dude can do it all. He really can. The dribbling ability, the pull-up game, he is a walking bucket. But number 1.
He did a lot of the Kobe stuff, and I don't think he gets enough credit for it because of his length.
And his size.
Yeah, but I mean, he's the only guy that lied about being shorter than he actually is. He's a flipping 6'11 and a half guy saying he's only 6'9".
Yeah.
It's amazing. No, Jeremy Lin, not number 1. That's an upside 6'2". We've got MJ at number 1. Oh. Most pure scorer of all time. Nobody could score like MJ. 30.12 points per game, most in NBA history. Could do it in every way imaginable. Transition, spot up 3. Late in the career. I mean, you talk about a guy that could take over a game. That was him.
Is the roof.
Damn right. So there you have it. And some names that you guys mentioned that were outstanding. But they didn't make it here in this top 10.
Jordan was so fantastic that even when he was beating your team, you could appreciate it and respect it. Like everybody else that's ever whooped my team, I was like, I hate that guy forever.
You couldn't hate MJ?
Couldn't hate Jordan. I actually couldn't hate Shaq either. Shaq was just so much fun.
Yeah, he's likable.
Right on. Thank you, Wolchuk. Top 10 at 220 every afternoon here on The Fan. We'll hit some NFL sounds of the day coming up next. What's in store, buddy?
All right. Who is trying to poach Micah Parsons? Why don't you bleep off?
We'll hear. This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For that next.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll take a look at Ranger stuff here coming up at 3 o'clock. Review the top sports stories coming out of the weekend. And heading into Rangers baseball coming up at 5 o'clock. They'll visit the Orioles first at 3. CY's coming up at 4:20. Here's Wolchuk.
Man, FanFest was buzzing over the weekend. It was a who's who that was out there for Fanatics. And we had Kevin Durant on stage, supposedly found out that he was traded while he was doing an interview. I don't believe that. I think he informed everybody else that he was traded. He had to know. He had to know behind the scenes. But he's being interviewed by Kay Adams, and he does, I think, is on there every week. Like, him and Kay have a great relationship together. So Kay's chopping it up with KD, and then all of a sudden, here's Micah Parsons, who's kind of hovering in the background, and this is the exchange with Kay Adams, Kevin Durant, and our guy Micah.
Micah Parsons was just here. Do you want to recruit him to the Commanders?
Yeah.
Micah, get on in here.
I think Micah,
he's not signed to the Cowboys.
I think he will be a Commander at some point in his career.
When?
I would say 2 years from now.
Ooh.
Yo, I only rock with Dan Quinn, you know what I mean? Anybody else?
Exactly. That's all he need to rock with.
My neck hurts. You guys are too tall. I can't handle this. Micah, I love you. This is the Houston Rocket.
I know. He know I'm finna come and support. Hey.
All right.
That's my dog, Slim Reaper.
Slim Reaper for life.
Okay, so I don't know how to take that one there. I mean, Micah is in a contract negotiation.
Sure.
So it's like, you know, you kind of want to keep all things open. You don't want to just completely shut it down. Like, I understand that perspective of it. also a divisional rival, maybe kind of would have loved to get a little bit more heat and backlash on the Commanders' possibility there, acknowledges the Dan Quinn connection.
Yeah.
Rocks with DQ. The 2 years thing fits the, hey, let's go ahead and tag you timeline that Brian Broaddus was throwing out there.
Yep. Yeah, you know, I think this is what Jerry and Micah were talking about at minicamp. Like, let's make this dish really hot. You know, let's serve it up. It just seems like such a work from Micah's perspective, you know, to get it out there. I don't think there's anything to worry about or be concerned with. It's minorly annoying that Micah is a Philadelphia guy and he's now flirting with the Commanders. He's a Dan Quinn guy, but he proved last year he's also a Mike Zimmer guy. Had a great relationship with Zim.
Yeah.
You know,
and then so. Possibly now a Houston Rockets guy. He's a fan of KD. Maybe it's just a KD. We're going to support KD. We're not going to support Houston.
This is just, you know, so we're going to this event as athletes. Let's powwow with our media teams and our agents and say, how do we get the most engagement out of this weekend? And they did a great job.
They did.
CD was bombing threes.
Yeah, he was.
You know, there was a lot of cool Cowboy stuff happening. And that's all I think of when I hear that clip.
Well, all right. Well, keeping the engagement going, let's go to Caleb Williams. We had, the report that Eric gave us last week about, well, supposedly he didn't date any women. I don't know. Saw him parting with Madeline Klein this weekend. Maybe now he is interested in the ladies. But here's Caleb, and he is endearing himself once again to the Bears fan base. After the Viking stuff that happened with that Wickersham article, well, you know who they hate the most? That'd be the Green Bay Packers, and so does Caleb Williams.
Probably the Green Bay. I mean, they suck, but... After the game, after we won at Lambeau, 1-0 at Lambeau right now. So obviously try and do the Lambeau leap, and we actually tried to jump in the crowd where our fans were, and they just, I mean, they start throwing everything at you, they push you off, and the Lambeau leap, it's a real leap. It's not a little baby jump. You actually have to high jump basically, and then you know they're pushing you. Mushing your face. I mean, that was probably that. And then I had one today. I was actually in a car, and I got ran down for 6 blocks in the car. Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun. They're mushing face. You ever do the Lambeau leap, Brian?
I mean, difficult. For a guy like me, it would be very
tough
difficult.
To get up there.
Yeah, it is. It is not easy. That is a that's a good. You have to get a running start. And what makes it even harder is if you're wearing cleats. That it's kind of a concrete surface to get to the stands.
Okay.
So you have to be able to navigate your cleats sliding and then being able to jump at the same time. Mm. So there's no way in hell I could do it. I've seen it done a bunch, but yeah. Man, I was there the first time it ever happened with Leroy Butler.
Yeah, that's right.
Against the Raiders, yeah.
And I've seen some people miss. Williams doesn't. I mean, I can understand it. You're an opposing player. Obviously, they'll not push you back in.
Yeah, they will absolutely push you back
in. And yeah, they're going to throw stuff on you. I did think it was fun that he's out there in New York and he's got like a Packer fan that's just trailing him right now.
Did he say that Packers fans suck butt?
Did he say that?
That's what I think he said, man.
Let's listen to that again.
That's the choice of words from this guy.
Probably the Green Bay. I mean, they suck butt.
They suck butt.
There is something to that report there, Lucius. Maybe there is. That was a hell of a catch right there. My gosh, Caleb. Come on, dude. Potty mouth. Right. Sticking with Bears-Packers rivalry, we go to Brian Urlacher. So they're playing against Aaron Rodgers. And, this defense was legendary. Then they go to the Super Bowl there in 2006. But Rodgers picks up on all their tendencies. Here's Brian Urlacher telling the story of kind of, they got to change audibles here.
Aaron knew our checks. You know, you play a team enough times, you're going to know their checks. So we had a pirate check. So we changed it for that week. And this is going to be great for people listening. But it was big We changed it. So it was pirate. So we could say anything that had a P on it would be our pirate check. So they wouldn't know our pirate. So the tight end gets up and moves in and lands, goes big. And Aaron starts laughing before the ball gets back. He looked at me, started shaking his head, started laughing. But we had to change our stuff up because he knew our defense so well. You know, and Aaron, you weren't going to trick any of those guys pre-snap, but just the words, the buzzwords we throw out there were always fun.
Just a big grown linebacker going up there in the heat of battle, playing against the Green Bay Packers. And you're just yelling the P word.
Yeah.
Out at everybody. Big P.
I love those.
Mike Singletary was that kind of guy, too.
And he doesn't blink, and he's just staring at you with those eyes.
Which P, what P word was it?
Oh, man.
Pineapple.
Kitty cat? Call me.
Pusillanimous?
Yeah.
Pusillanimous.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Travis Hunter. 4-year contract.
King Fish.
Oh, yeah, I know. We've been watching this stuff. Lucius popped this up. Brian gave a breakdown of just like how you can tell this dude is an excellent fisherman.
Oh, yeah. When you have like 10 rod and reels on the deck, all with different baits, and you're just picking them up and just tossing them in different spots, you know what you're doing.
So he is the first non-quarterback to get his signing bonus fully up front. He got himself $30.5 million in a signing bonus. How amazing would that be? You wake up in the morning and it's like...
Hits the account.
Just direct deposit right to the account. Yeah. Yeah, look at this, huh? $30 million. What do? You go buy fishing equipment.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Congratulations to him, and well-deserved. I am fascinated to see how he ends up being
utilized.
His new
wife probably went right into her account.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, she's probably got that on lock.
You think they got a joint account? He does seem like he might with the way that he loves her,
I think,
man.
He probably really trusts her with all his money.
Maybe. Look.
That is wild. That's a wild statement. That's a wild statement, first of all.
Yeah.
The way he talks about her, though, Lucius. Like,
I believe he really might. Does. I think he is afraid to do something wrong in her eyes.
He might.
I think so she has access to him. What? You think so, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God!
I think he's really in love, maybe being manipulated, but, I mean, he's
not saying that
wide
it's smart,
open.
But the way that he talks about her, he does seem
all
like,
those shrooms, all those retreats, all that getting my mind right just to be a simp at the end of the day is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. This is...
You're a quarterback, man. Act like it.
I don't know. He's a unique individual there. Let's go to Terry McLaurin and that contract update. Now, here's why I'm interested in this. Because I think this is going to directly impact George Pickens in the offseason. So Albert Breer goes on 106.7 The Fan in Washington, gives us an update of kind of where we're at here with the Commanders and Scary Terry.
Hold on, I can't find you, Albert Breer.
Terry McLaurin update from Breer, 106.7 The Fan. If you can't, I can read it.
I got it.
You got it? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now, if you ask me, like, where this is. And I think it's just sort of the, you know, I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree these things do get bumpy. And I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded for the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a 3. You know what I mean, per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market's gone. You know, obviously last year, Justin Jefferson gets 35 and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But, like, I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who he gets traded to Pittsburgh, and he gets 33 per year on a 4-year deal. Mm. So, you know, I think those comps are out there, and you know, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way, and that's sort of where we are right now.
And I hope it is. I hope it's messy as hell, because screw the Commanders, and I hope he holds out all year and doesn't play, because that takes away a good player for them, and I hope that they end up being terrible. But this is something where if he ends up getting, and he should, he should make more money than Deebo Samuel, who is making more money on the team. But you've got now A.J. Brown at 32, and Breer says D.K. Metcalf got 32.99. So I think you're looking anywhere between 32 to 34 million for this re-signing for Terry McLaurin. George Pickens, if he goes out there and has the type of year that we think that he could, the report I got from talking with some people in Pittsburgh was he wanted north of 25 million.
There you go.
All of a sudden you start to see, hey, Terry McLaurin, do I think I'm as good as Terry McLaurin? I should get over 30.
Sure.
So the price is going to go up on George Pickens, and I think that's something that obviously the Cowboys, that's a risk they were willing to take. We'd love to get that production this year and hopefully have a great season. But if I don't know how the Cowboys are going to be able to financially commit to CeeDee Lamb, who's making 34, and then possibly a George Pickens making north of 30. That's going to be tough to budget.
Yeah, you'd have to pick to move on from something, or you just have to pick it as, hey, we're going all in big time financially, and we're going to push money into the future, but Dak's deal is running out, and we need to have Pickens and Lamb. Like, I think this combination and what he can do as far as taking the top off the defense puts us back in the conversation of trying to average between 29 and 31 points, which Dak has done twice in his career.
He has.
You know, I think if this offensive line and this running game comes together, that should be your target, and it's special. But the moment Pickens is off the field, now your defense is predictable, and now what are you at, 23, 22? You know, I think Pickens opens up everything as far as what's possible.
more important than being able to run the football successfully or just having a dynamic receiving duo and having George Pickens go off?
Brian?
Run the ball. I really do. I think that, you know, if you can, we saw when Dak's first year, you know, and how successful it was, and it opened up so much stuff for him. But
yeah,
you do have a weapon. The thing about Dak is, and we've kind of learned this about him, throwing the ball over 35 times a game gets a little dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
When Dak is 28 of 32, it's a pretty good day for them. They're probably going to win that game. So give me the running game right now. Even though I've talked to people over there, they think that this might be, and this, I'm not trying to sell Kool-Aid here, guys, but talking to people, they think of Dak coming off a major injury like he's had in the past, this might be the best shape he's been in as far as being ready to go, as far as that, you know, the season and stuff, and no setbacks that way.
That's great news, because history shows that he's had pretty good performances years following injuries.
Yeah.
So that'd fall in line with, hey, George Pickens maybe getting a massive payday, and I'm sure he's keeping an eye on what's going on with Terry McLaurin there in D.C. There's your sounds of the day.
Hey, I hate to jump in. Were you guys talking about Aaron Rodgers or Travis Hunter when it comes to giving up the money to their girlfriend?
Travis
Hunter.
Yeah. When you said quarterback,
yeah, I'm 100% with that. Okay. Matter of fact, she probably dominates over the whole situation.
She
gives him a little piece like Josh Hamilton.
Yeah, you get an allowance.
I don't want you to mess it up here, honey. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The text that came in was like, it probably goes into her account.
Oh, my God. I was in here going crazy. I was like, wait a minute. What?
I don't believe that Rodgers actually has the wife.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I don't know that that's, yeah, there's no way Rodgers would let his wife.
I thought I was on Mars, bro.
No chance.
We got one down, two more to go. G-Bag Nation, Rangers pregame coming up at 5, CY at 4:20. We'll get you the top stories of the day coming up next, The Nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.